What are they trying to heat you guys out of here or what? Very disappointed.
Does not meet your temperature criteria.
Thank you, Roy.
Smoke them out.
A little sharper today. Did you get a little more out of them today? The second day, head spinning a little less, maybe, or
maybe a little bit. I mean, you know, they gave great effort. Whatever we gained in head spinning less, probably we lost in soreness and tired and all that stuff. You know, they haven't been doing this kind of stuff. So, but I thought overall really good effort, great attitudes, fun group of guys to be around. You know, now there's some tough decisions to make, and we'll make them and then get back to work with our club on Monday.
Looks like William Golston got his first sack.
It's pretty impressive.
Like that, at least like the effort. He got his hands on that pseudo quarterback almost every time he came in on that drill.
Well, he did a nice job. Yeah, I'm sure the quarterback didn't think so, but.
Yeah. Hey, tell us about Devrin Carr. He was telling us that I guess Tony Oden got on the phone with him somewhere in the middle of the seventh round. Said, "We can't take you. We don't have a pick, but you're a guy we like." What is it about him that you like?
Well, that would be after. Not during, but right after the seventh round, we got on. We had our phones ready as soon as the less compensatory went in. Bang, guys were on the phone, and but we had, you know, one of the things we do is before the draft, we spend a lot of time getting to know these kids, talking to them. So we had built up a relationship beforehand, and we targeted him as one of the guys we wanted to, if he didn't get drafted, recruit as a free agent, and it worked out well. Yeah, he's long. He can run well, plays press coverage very well. You know, we need to work on him with his own techniques and some off stuff, but real nice prospect to work with.
What do you think about some of the USF kids you brought in here, especially Landy, the guy at that position? What do you thought about him?
Yeah, Evan, you know, I go way back with Evan. He came to our summer camp up there, and I was always a fan of his. You know, we used to play against him. You know, he kind of did everything for them, and now he's settling into one deal, and I think he's got potential. He's got to learn the stuff and see how he can compete with the guys on the roster, but he's going to get a shot.
Does anything stick out in the short time you've had interaction with Mike James that shows, like, his character resilience, or just what sticks out as far as your interaction with Mike so far?
Maturity, loves the game, wants to know, you know, ask questions that are good, not just, you know, questions to ask questions. He's going to be a fun guy to have on the team. I saw you keep going like this.
Now that you got Mike James, what's the plans for Michael Smith?
Well, same deal, right? You need multiple running backs. You need depth at running back. It's a physical position. They'll go in and compete, you know, from the time that Mike gets back, and whoever the better one is will be the second, and whoever the next one will be the third, or however it falls out, you know. Brian Leonard will be in that mix. Brian can play kind of a hybrid position. So we need that, though. We need that kind of depth at the running back position.
I think you guys have some guys you'd like to sign, and you'll work that out in the next few hours. But how tough a hill is it to climb for a tryout guy to come in here in 2 days? I mean, that's a tough assignment, isn't it? But you'll have some guys apparently that pull it off. How tough is that, just generally?
Well, it is tough. I mean, it's tough to get invited to a tryout camp. Forget to actually get signed to a contract, right? The one thing that I've told all these guys, and I mean it, is it doesn't matter. You know, we give certain free agents money, and other free agents, you know, just get a contract. Other guys are tryout guys. But, you know, we really are going to evaluate. Now, we're not just going to ignore all the history of their film that they had and their careers that they had. But we're really going to put a lot of stock into this weekend, because we get to actually coach you in the meeting room, out on the field. And if we feel that you're going to, you know, be a better member of that 90-man roster, then we're not afraid to make changes. And that's, you know, that's witnessed by last year. We'll do that. And I don't know before that if it was done, but it was done last year, and it'll probably be done again tonight. So, you know, those are tough decisions, though, because every one of those kids, you know, loves football and wants to keep playing. And when you do that, you know, it makes it harder for them to keep playing.
I mean, there's so many. It is a daunting thing for just a guy to try out. And I know you have so many people to look at. Did you see anything from the local quarterback Mara, who's just here on a tryout?
Yeah, Robert really did a nice job. Good energy, good attitude, can really throw the ball well. I enjoyed working with him. You know, we have to see how that fits into our needs. You know, that's going to be a discussion. But the guy's a good player.
Greg, when you watch Akeem Spence one-on-one in the pass rush drills, are you hopeful that he can be a guy that can push the pocket a little bit, get some pressure up the middle as well as being that run stuffer?
We are. You know, we think he's athletic enough to do that. You know, so a lot of what's talked about is playing the tilt nose, the tilt nose, the tilt nose. Well, we ask that guy sometimes not to play the tilt nose and get over the guard. And you know, we think he's an athletic guy. I thought there was some good defensive line work going on outside. So, again, we have to sift through it now. Who are the guys we're going to actually, you know, add to our roster? But Akeem certainly did some nice things. I'm really excited to coach him. All right, guys, have a good weekend.
Thanks, sir.